Well, we're extremely excited to have with us a special guest, AJ Starr. AJ, thank you for coming in and being with us this morning and on a cold morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity of being here.
It's our pleasure. AJ, for those that don't know him, you grew up here in Cherokee County, born and raised.
Yes, sir. Born and raised here in Savannah, Alabama.
Graduated in...
In 2010 at Cherokee County.
You graduated with my grandson, Seth.
Yes, sir. Sir.
And we appreciate you coming in and being with us. And now that you're beyond your graduation years, and that's been 4 years now,
yes,
what you been doing? What's been going on with you, AJ?
First 2 years I was at Gaston State Community College, and I went there, a major in business, and I really met some great people there. The student support service there was fabulous. They did a great job of helping me, and I graduated with an associate degree from Gaston State, and I decided that I wanted to get my bachelor's degree in business management, so I transferred to the University of Alabama.
Okay, and so you transferred went to Tuscaloosa to the university, and AJ, for those of you that may not know, let's back up just a minute. AJ is a cerebral palsy victim. But he's had cerebral palsy all of his life. But AJ, you've not let it slow you down.
No, sir. I really don't look at cerebral palsy as something to be down, but I just keep going. That's the message I kind of want to send to people. Just keep going no matter what.
Well, I've watched you play ball since you were a little boy. I watched you when you and Seth were on the same baseball team together and all. I watched you play baseball out there, and I watched you grow up here in the county and watched you. So I know you don't let it slow you down.
Yes, sir. I try to just keep going. That's my thing.
Well, you're obviously doing a great job of it. Now, let's pick back up with the university. Since you decided to go to university and be in Tuscaloosa, how did you make it down there on that big old sprawling campus?
Yeah.
How did you make it and get settled in?
Well, it's a big transition from Gaston State Community College to a big university like Alabama, where you got close to 45,000 students. And I remember my first class, there were 250 people in one room.
Wow.
And that was like overwhelming. I could not get over how big the classes were and all that.
Well, you had a chance encounter, I understand, with a young man that plays football down there for the university. Being in T-Town, you've got to be, acquainted and know of people that play football. And you had an encounter to meet some of those folks, haven't you?
Well, I met A.J. McCarron, the starting cornerback for Alabama. He's leaving after this year, but I'll tell the story. The story was I was late registering for class, so I had a night class, and the bus shuttle had shut down, so I had to get off the bus at another stop because I couldn't get home. And I'm walking, I get off the bus and walking around, and it's kind of cloudy, so I'm like, I don't know if I want to, walk home, maybe someone give me a ride, or maybe I can catch the bus and go to another stop. Well, as I walked back to the bus stop, the bus pulls off. And at that time, I guess AJ, at the time I didn't know who he was, but he saw it transpire. And the bus pulled off and left me. And so AJ came. Now, I'm not knowing who it is at this point in time. He rolls his window down and shouts, "Hey man, you need a ride?" And I kind of look and get closer. I'm like, I know that guy. And I'm like, that's AJ McCare. So I hopped in the car and he introduced himself and he said, "My name is AJ McCare, what's your name?" And I kind of looked like I knew who he was, but obviously he didn't know who I was. And I said, "My name's AJ as well." And we just looked at each other for a while. And he said, "You mean tell me your name's AJ too?" I said, "Yeah." So, I mean, we just had a bond from there on. And we kind of knew that that was a message from above. And, you know, finally he just gave me a ride home. We talked about cerebral palsy and how it affected my life. And, you know, we talked about album football, of course.
Sure.
And when he got ready to drop me off, I said, "Hey man, is there any way I can maybe help with the football team?" And he said, "Yeah, I just need to make a couple phone calls to the director at football at Alabama." So he made the call, and a few days later, he calls me and says, "Hey man, I got you a job, but they're not going to be able to pay you." I said, "Man, don't worry about that. I just want to be a part of the team." So that's how I got on.
So you're a part of the University of Alabama football team.
Yes, sir. The manager's there.
Now, you said, if I understand correctly, you and A.J. McCarron together don't think this was just a chance meeting.
It was a message. He saved me. Going to Tuscaloosa, I had no friends. I was kind of second guess my thoughts of going there till I met AJ, and now being part of the team, I have the best friends you could possibly ask for.
You got many friends on University of Tuscaloosa.
Yes, sir.
University of Alabama at Tuscaloosa. All right. How has that changed your life? I know it's opened some doors for you. Had to. And you've had, no doubt, had a chance to meet with Coach Saban.
Yes, well, I think it's changed my life because Coach Saban always preached to us to be not only blessed, but be a blessing. There's nothing wrong with being blessed, but you want to be a blessing. And I felt like I have been blessed these past couple months of what has transpired in my life. And now I want to be a blessing to others with disabilities.
And you can do that. And I understand there's some things in the works that where you can do that. We're going to talk about that just in a moment, and we're going to talk a little bit about, you mentioned A.J. McCarron's last year. I think this is your last year as well. So we got a lot to talk about yet. Let's take just a short break and catch up on a little business, and we'll be back with A.J. Starr and his phenomenal story and the University of Alabama and how he got there. We've already talked about. We're going to talk about some more right after this.
No winner in the cash giveaway, so $198 is up for grabs. Go by this week and register to win at Y-Smart Marina on Highway 9 in Cedar Bluff on the lake. Then listen for your name to be called out at 6:30 Friday morning. If it is, call us back within 9 minutes and 90 seconds to claim your $198 prize on 100.5 FM and 990 AM WEIS.
Eye injury and impaired vision can create many problems. That's when you need the professional staff at Cherokee Eye Clinic. Dr. Myron Wilson is available for all eye emergencies. Call 927-4030. When your eyesight begins to fade as you get older, let Dr. Wilson help you see better with eyeglasses or contact lenses. If you have not had an eye exam recently, maybe it's time you consulted with Cherokee Eye Clinic, 280 West Main Street and Center, for all of your eye care needs.
Nothing causes more stress than not being able to pay your bills. When you're saddled with more debt than you can deal with, don't go it alone. Call Marcy Foster, attorney at law, for a free consultation on the options you have available to help you start over.
This time of year, I start seeing a lot of people who made the New Year's resolution to get out of debt. They get their tax return back, and they try to use that tax return to accomplish that goal. And then quite often what winds up happening is one bill will not work with them, and they are still at the point of being sued and garnished and losing 25% of their paycheck. Once you come into my office and I get you started in a consolidation plan, it goes through the court system. They have to stop calling you. They stop sending you letters. It gives you a lot of relief, takes a lot of stress off, and you start over and build your credit back, keep your bills on track without worrying about losing your paycheck.
Contact the law offices of Marcy Foster in Leesburg, specializing in debt relief and bankruptcy protection. Phone 256-526-4000. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. We are a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
If you have property you need to sell, call the professional staff at American Auctioneers for a free consultation. American Auctioneers will help you determine which marketing approach is best for your situation. The professional staff of American Auctioneers brings you more than 100 years of combined experience in the auction and real estate marketing. Why trust your most valuable asset to anyone with less? There are many reasons American Auctioneers sells more real estate in Cherokee County than any other realtor or auction company, and some of them are honesty, integrity, customer service, hard work, and professionalism, just to name a few. When you want, need, and expect results, put the professional team to work for you. American Auctioneers, 1033 West Main Street and Center, online at american-auctioneers.com. Call 256-927-5263. Doing business the American way. American Auctioneers.
Green means go, so go by Day's Sporting Goods for the Green Tag Sale. This week only, everything with a green tag is priced to move fast, including Carhartt insulated coveralls, which you can use today, Carhartt jackets, Carhartt pullovers, while they last. Need green in your pocket? Bring your old scrap gold to Day's Sporting Goods and Pawn, 724 East Main Street in Center.
Check your electrical outlets for loose-fitting plugs. They can be a shock or fire hazard. You should replace missing or broken wall plates so wiring isn't exposed. Avoid overloading outlets with adapters and too many appliance plugs. And when it comes to those appliance cords, make sure they're not frayed or cracked. Don't put them under carpets or rugs or locate them in high traffic areas. And don't nail or staple them to walls or floors. And the same goes for extension cords. Plus, those should only be used on a temporary basis.
This safety message is brought to you by the Cherokee Electric Co-op. Call 256-927-5524.
Back in our studios with A.J. Starr, a Cherokee County native and resident, and when he's not in Tuscaloosa right now. I understand you're getting ready to leave today for the university.
Yes, sir. Class starts back tomorrow, so headed back down there.
All right. I know you're excited. You've just gotten a football season behind you.
Yes,
now, what do you do now that you're not – I know you go to class and you study, but and you had a job with the university football team. You told us about that, and I know that took some time. But you're going to have some spare time on your hands now.
Well, That's what people don't understand. There's no time off. We're back at full quarter doing the conditioning program in February, all the way up till spring ball. So, no, that's we work hard. The guys, they work hard and put forth a tremendous amount of effort, and that's the beauty of being a part of the inside. You get to see how much effort goes into a season. It's not just starting in August and ending in January, December. It's an ongoing process. The process to keep on going, and it never stops, seems like.
All right. We also, while we were off the mic just a minute, touched a little bit on outstanding young athlete here in Cherokee County, and he's gone on and is playing semi-pro or pro baseball now, and that's Cody Blanchard.
Yes, sir. I had the opportunity of getting to speak with him after a baseball game that they came to Tuscaloosa and played, and we talked a little bit after the game, kind of caught up on each other, and I see he's doing quite well now.
Absolutely. So, Cody's doing great. We're proud of him. And you and Cody graduated same year as well.
Yes, sir. We're in the same graduation class.
And both of you have done quite well for yourself, and you're still attached to the Alabama football program. Now, what's the situation? Where do you go from here? What's out there in AJ's future?
I really want to start a foundation for people with cerebral palsy and disabilities. Like I said, I've been blessed. It's my time to be a blessing to others. And we're working on that process. 'Cause I feel like that there's programs out there and things out there for cerebral palsy, but you know, Coach Saban always tells us you can improve and you can do better. You can always become better. And you just gotta keep working at it, and that's the thing I want to do. I kind of want to just not through K through five, I kind of want to stay with a person till so that he or she gets a higher education and get a job that's, you know, worthy of where they want to be. And that's kind of our main goal, is to just help people with disability and cerebral palsy just to reach their goals.
Well, no doubt. I don't know what kind of inner drive that has driven you all of your life, but you've had it. And Coach Saban, and being with the University of Alabama football team, no doubt has helped instill even more and make that drive that you have stronger today than it's ever been. Do you feel that that's been the situation?
Yes, sir. He's definitely had the impact on me with his speeches and all that he preaches to the team and to us. And, you know, he's a great guy. And he really helps young people be where they want to be. And he's just a phenomenal guy. And can't say enough about what he has done for so many young people.
Not only A.J. Starr, but a lot of young people,
yes,
across
sir.
The state.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, what do you know about what A.J. McCarron, your buddy, is going to do?
All I know now, he's off training for the NFL. Yeah. Hopefully, we're hoping that he's getting drafted. Wish him best luck. And no, he's working hard on training. they get to the next level.
No doubt you and A.J. McCarron have a lifetime lasting relationship and friendship there, just like you have with your high school buddies and things like that. Yes. And all your other friends. Some of the other football players besides A.J. McCarron that you are buddies with down there.
I'm friends with Ha Ha, his real name is Sean Clinton Dentz. I'm friends with CJ Mosley, TJ Yeldon. Well, basically, we're just all one big family, all the guys. Those are some of the top teams. But we're just all big family down there.
We talked about you got a job. We didn't tell people what you do. Real quickly, what do you do with the team, AJ?
Now I'm on the inside, so I help with the jerseys, make sure, along with another student manager, we get the players' game day jersey, their game day gear and underwear, make sure everything is set so that the players can focus on playing the game, not their uniforms or what they're wearing. Just try to focus on, get them focused on just playing the game as much as possible. Not worry about the other distractions or the external factors. Just focusing on playing the game.
I'm sure you wouldn't take anything for this experience. Now, what we haven't told people and what we haven't brought out yet is that even growing up, who were you rooting for?
I was a big Alabama fan.
I understand that your bedroom is sort of like a shrine to the University of Alabama. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I have Alabama pictures and plaques and things all across my room, so I've been an Alabama fan all my life.
So if you ever had the chance to go to college, there wasn't any chance, where you was going, but to the university if you could get there, right?
Well, I thought about Jacksonville. It's a 45-minute drive versus a 2 hours and 30-minute drive, and but I've just always been a fan of Alabama and wanted to be a part of the program. And so my mom was hesitant of me going there, but I just feel like I need to be there and wanted to be there.
Well, you were your chance meeting with A.J. McCarron and the way things developed. What did your parents say about it? What did they think about your meeting and your becoming a part of the and your family support as far as being part of the Alabama football team?
I'm sure they were happy for me. They knew how much it meant to me to be a part of a team, because I always enjoy being part of sports, and that's just something I always felt connected to.
Man, I tell you what, you have been such an inspiration to so many with your life, and we want to wish you the best and yes, with your efforts, with your foundation. Do you know the name of the foundation yet, what it will be?
We're coming up with the AJ Foundation, and it's going to help people with disability as well as cerebral palsy. We're just trying to better their lives and any form or any way possible.
Well, I'm sure that with the foundation being developed, it'll be, once you get it set up, it'll be a 501c3.
Yes, sir.
So if people want to assist you in helping others, they can donate to that. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. We're in the process of working on the webpage where people can donate, and we're trying to just make sure that we get everything worked out properly, all the legal documents and all of that. So, yeah, I'm sure there'll be a way that people can donate to us and help people with cerebral palsy disabilities so that they can have a better life and higher education. That's the most important, and reach their goal as far as jobs and their field of work.
And when you graduate in May, you will have what type of degree?
I will have an associate degree in business and a BS in business management. So
you're going to have business management and business degree there. Great. Yes, congratulations.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I know that you can show the rest of the people around you that hard work pays off.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There's no doubt nothing has come easy for you, but you've made the best of everything in your life. And AJ, we just want to tell you, we want to wish you the very best in your future and with that foundation. And if we can assist you, once you get that foundation complete, you get your website complete,
yes,
we want to let you know that our doors are open, our microphones are open,
yes,
so you can come back and be with us, hopefully, and we'll share more about it where people can make contributions and help you get you started with your foundation.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. AJ Starr, graduate of Cherokee County High School, soon to be a graduate of the University of Alabama, and you've heard his story right here this morning on WEIS in the Morning Show. And we thank you for being with us, and we'll have AJ back if he'll be so gracious as to come back when he has time to work it into his schedule. Good luck, AJ, with your schooling. I know that you've got to get on to Tuscaloosa. You have another interview this morning with some print media, and so you're quite a busy guy.
Yes, sir. It's been busy, but it's all worth it.
All worth it. Thank you, AJ.